This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration is announcing a six-week campaign through the end of the year urging Americans to get their updated COVID-19 vaccines. More Americans getting their updated vaccines will help avoid thousands of preventable COVID-19 illnesses and deaths. The six-week campaign will focus on reaching seniors and the communities that were hardest hit by COVID-19 by making it more convenient to get vaccinated and publicizing an awareness campaign. More than 70,000 locations will offer updated COVID-19 vaccines, and the Department of Health and Human Services will expand to even more locations, including mobile settings and sites in rural and remote areas. HHS is standing up pop-up vaccine clinics and educational booths at major community gatherings, from libraries to sporting events to county fairs and more. The six-week effort also includes additional funding for community health centers and community-based organizations to increase the pace and number of vaccinations. $350 million will go to community health centers for mobile, drive-up, walk-up, or community-based vaccination events and partnerships with community and faith-based organizations for vaccination activities. $125 million will go to efforts to get more older Americans and people with disabilities vaccinated through accessible vaccination clinics, in-home vaccinations, transportation, outreach, and education. Hundreds of pop-up vaccination clinics will make it even easier for people to get their updated COVID-19 vaccines before the end of the year. National and local organizations, state and local health departments, K-12 school districts, higher education institutions, and pharmacies will continue to host pop-up vaccination clinics in urban and rural communities. The sentencing for one of two East Helena brothers who pleaded guilty for his participation in the insurrection in Washington, D.C. has been moved to January 6th, the two-year anniversary of the riot upon the U.S. Capitol. Jared Hughes, 37, was to be sentenced Tuesday along with his brother Joshua, 38, by District of Columbia U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly for participating in the riot at the Capitol. Authorities are seeking a prison term of 4 years and 3 months for Jared Hughes, plus 3 years of supervised release, $2,000 in restitution, and a mandatory $100 special assessment. For Joshua Hughes, authorities seek 46 months in prison along with the other supervised release and special assessments. His sentencing was to proceed Tuesday. In the 22 months since January 6, 2021, nearly 900 people have been arrested in nearly all 50 states for crimes related to the riot, including more than 275 people charged with assaulting or impeding law enforcement. Southwest Montana's Human Resource Development Council, or HRDC, has received a $5 million grant from the Bezos Day One Families Fund, the largest gift in HRDC's 48-year history. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos started the Day One Families Fund in 2018. The fund issues annual awards to leading organizations that are employing compassionate, progressive work to help families move from unsheltered homelessness and shelters to permanent housing with the services they require to achieve stability. The one-time $5 million grant will help HRDC to construct family-specific shelter space and to create more transitional and permanent housing to provide full wraparound services and tailor solutions to the specific needs of families and individuals in their care. HRDC was selected as a Day One Families Fund grant recipient by a group of national advisors who are leading advocates and experts on homelessness, services, housing justice, racial equity, and helping programs to use resources effectively to assist families out of homelessness. In the past 5 years, the Day One Families Fund has awarded 170 grants totaling more than $520 million to combat homelessness and help families gain housing support and stability. This year, the fund issued a total of $123 million in grants. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.